This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. Despite the dry weather, you may have noticed that the streets are a little bit greener in your neighborhood. That's because it's the time of year when thousands of Christmas trees are stripped of their accessories and tossed onto the sidewalk to be thrown away. You may be seeing even more of them now that the annual Christmas tree bonfire down at Ocean Beach has been declared illegal. So what happens to all of these abandoned Christmas trees? KALW's Erica Moo was asking herself that same question, and in this piece from our archives, here's what she found out.
If you're like me, the sight of inflatable Santas and fake twinkling icicles anytime after December 25th may cause you to roll down the car window and yell out, "Christmas is over." I'm no Grinch. I just think holiday sentimentality has its place, and its expiration date is approximately 11:59 p.m. on December 25th. And while my neighbors can continue to flaunt their cheerful, plastic, and permanently anchored reindeer, there is one thing they really have to get rid of: their Christmas tree. Throughout January, people eventually dump their evergreens on the side of the road, so I have to look at them all month long. Well, I decided to do something different this year and follow these ghosts of Christmas past as they travel from the lot to the lake and landfill.
And you're going to be taking the rope, and you've got to get the tree secured to the chains.
That's Pete Alexander, manager of the East Bay Regional Park Fisheries Program. He's teaching a group of 75 volunteers how to tie a Christmas tree to a heavy chain. It's a strange sight, and some of the younger volunteers aren't sure how to explain it.
What are you guys doing here today?
Throwing trees into the lake.
Gonna plant them on the side of the ocean.
Making habitat for fish.
How are you gonna make habitat for fish?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Oh, wait, putting the leftover Christmas trees and putting them on chains.
That's Kale Milimaki of Castro Valley, Jatel Desai of San Jose, and Emily Williams of Fremont. They're here at the muddy edge of Quarry Lake in Fremont just as dawn is breaking. And you know what? All of them are kind of right. Again, program manager Pete Alexander.
If you go underwater when the trees are underwater, you'll see algae growing on them. The limbs that are, you know, of a Christmas tree are fairly small, but they grow sometimes an inch of algae on the outside of them. And so it really moves a lot of nutrients up through the system, up into the fish. Then the insects are there feeding on the algae, and the fish come in to feed on the insects. So instead of having a flat, two-dimensional bottom, you have a three-dimensional bottom.
Right now, Alexander's got 800 to 1,000 unsold Christmas trees and 250 acres of lake to put them in. And he set up a process to make it happen. Milimaki, Desai, and Williams are fluffing up the Christmas trees, laying them down, and tying them to chains spreading like rays from the edge of the lake.
You never stop to think about what happens to a Christmas tree when the Christmas tree is done. It just goes away.
That's Stacy Thomas DeLang, who came here with her teenage son, Carter.
Now, every time the kids come out here to Quarry Lake, they'll think, I put Christmas trees in there. I helped to rehabilitate it.
Over the next 8 years, the trees will eventually become submerged as rainfall causes the water levels to rise. Instead of a forest nesting birds and squirrels, the trees will look more like an underwater reef harboring large and smallmouth bass. But that's just 1,000 Christmas trees. After the holidays, the Bay Area's got maybe a million to get rid of. That's where this comes in. You're hearing the Diamond 1463B. The 1,200-horsepower, industry-grade grinder is at the Newby Island Compost Facility in Milpitas. If you live on the peninsula and put your Christmas tree in the compost bin, well, now you know what happened to it. Once these Christmas trees meet the Diamond 1463B, the chopped-up remains are added to 7-foot-high rows of decomposing yard waste for the next 51 days. The result? Perfect fodder for garden beds, golf courses, and erosion control.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Standing here in front of the grinder, a song pops into my head. Maybe it's not so bad to extend the holidays. Christmas trees do have a life after Christmas, and it's not standing limply in my neighbor's living room window. They're making the Bay Area a better place. Now, if only I could get that plastic reindeer to the Diamond 1463B. For Cross Currents, I'm Erica Moo.